Hi everyone, it's John here, and this is my day 4 coast to coast audio boo update. I'm in Shap and it's raining. This morning I was in Grisdale and it was raining, and I've walked 26 miles between here and Grisdale in my waterproofs in the rain. Never have I been so grateful to see a sign of a town. And that town was Shap. I'm not sure if it is a town, actually. It's very small, dominated by the cement works down the road. Quite a culture shock from coming out of the very, very pretty Grisdale near Patterdale and arriving in Shap. When I got up this morning and looked at the weather, I decided to give Kidsty Pike a miss. And in the true spirit of coast to coast, got the Ordnance Survey map out and thought, I'll find a different alternative route. So what I did was, instead of heading south towards Angle Tarn and Kidsty Pike, because I really didn't fancy 2,500 feet of mountain as a favour to my knees, I headed north and walked along the eastern coast of Ullswater, all the way up to the top, and then cut across a couple of villages, Brampton I think one of them was, and then took a country lane, had a very exciting session with a field full of cows, and then just did a long schlep south to Shap. It's been a very, very long day in the wet. But Kidsty Pike, for those of you who know it, is a bit Scarfell Pike-ish. The cloud cover was down at about 1,000 feet, and I really didn't fancy going over the top of that today. In recognition of that, my knees have wrote me a letter saying that they're very pleased to be associated with me and thanks for the day off. After having slept 26 miles across country lanes, fields and B roads, my calves and my ankles and my lower back have also written me a letter saying that they would like to thank me for their 54-year association with me, but due to the untenable circumstances I've put them through today, they're resigning and they're all leaving tonight and getting a taxi back to Barnsley. Hopefully they'll reconsider when they've had a chance to have a couple of pints and a rest this evening. Tomorrow is a bit of a schlep as well. Tomorrow takes me from Shap over to Kirby Stephen. So climbing wise, not too bad, 1600 feet up and down. Distance wise, 21 miles. Or if I decide to go off piste again, it could be anything up to 25. But day 4 done, still here. Really interesting though, the thing that strikes you once you get out the Lake District is how flat and boring the countryside becomes. And I know Shap ain't a very, very pretty place. But you really do feel like you've done the best bit first, and it's a bit of a schlep from here. Looking forward to getting to the Yorkshire Dales, but that's going to take a couple of days. And as ever, as long as we're not falling down something, falling in something, or actually, I've got to go under the M6 tomorrow, so been run over by something. I'll be here tomorrow. And this is John. Bye.